Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the border crisis continues with no intervention by the feds, Texas is calling out the big boys and girls. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the National Guard to help out at the Mexican border. The Republican governor sending a letter to the Texas National Guard on Tuesday saying DPS needs all the help they can capturing illegal immigrants. And when it comes to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News some questions he has for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
What I'm asking you the Homeland Security Secretary to do is to tell me and the American people, of the million people you've apprehended, how many of them have been released into the United States? How many of them do you test? What's the positive rate? What's the system in place to test people before they're released into the United States?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross-immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important. And that's where we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the deaths are not. The deaths are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday across America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Reggie Littlejohn is back with us, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and the China expert. Reggie, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Well, look, we've got to hold into perspective, and this conversation has been going on all morning here, Reggie, about the encroachment of this government that we have elected that is taking charge and taking over our liberties. I mean, it is one step at a time, but it continues to progress moving forward, and with every move, I just, you know, I'm seeing our liberties just slipping through our hands here. What's going on?
Okay, so this is the thing. The vaccine passport is like the last step to the encroachment on our liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, we've started an initiative. It's called StopVaxPassports.org if people want to go onto that website. But what I want to say is this. According to experts, and so I'm talking about Naomi Wolf, but also Jay Valentine, who designed the fraud detection software for eBay. According to experts, the platform that will be used for the digital vaccine passports, I'm not talking about paper, I'm talking about digital on your phone, is the same is the same platform that's used in China's social credit system. So I think that I need to explain China's social credit system and explain why we do not want this passport here.
Mm-hmm.
So the social credit system in China is a tool of totalitarian control. It's on your phone in China. And what they do is they have amassed into one central database all of these things. The person's medical history, their social media posts. So if they say something against the government, their bank accounts, their credit cards, their shopping history, their internet search history, if they search for something that the government doesn't like them being searching for, their residence, their place of employment, their criminal history, facial recognition, network of relationships, religious activities, and real-time physical geolocation. All right?
Wow. So all and all this is entered into the system is flagged accordingly, right? It's either for or against the government with some sort of qualitative number some identifier that says okay, well, and this is a a person that may be an increasing threat, a domestic threat person type thing.
Right. Exactly. So it comes. You get an actual number when they put all this together, and so that number can be high if you are a very compliant Chinese citizen and you never make any waves and you participate in something called Xi Jinping Thought, which is so creepy. I mean, the president of China has this app called Xi Jinping Thought. And if you go on the app, and by the way, this is required by some places of employment, you go on the app, you listen to the lecture or you read the lecture, and then you have to answer the questions correctly. And if you do that, that will improve your social credit score. And if you don't do that, then it will take it down. So this is like brainwashing. So they come up with this total score for the person. And if you have a high score, then you will be able to lead what appears to be a normal life, but you will have no freedom. So you will be able to travel. You'll be able to have a passport. You'll be able to get your kids into the schools that you want them to go to. You'll be able to borrow money to buy a home. You'll be able to do whatever you want to do. But if you step out of line, all that can go away really quickly. Now, if you have a lower score, so let's say that you posted something online making fun of Xi Jinping or something like that, then you can't do any of those things. You can't travel. You might lose your job. You won't be able to borrow money to buy a home. And you could actually have, because your bank account and your credit cards are linked to this, they can actually shut you off. Especially since they're moving to a cashless society, which I oppose, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're moving to a cashless society. They can shut off your ability to buy things. You can't buy food, right? And if you have a really low score, like if you actually are a dissident, okay, they have geolocation, facial recognition. They can find anybody in China within minutes and disappear them. So
now you're saying, when you are saying this, I want people to understand, this is happening in real time right now. I mean, this isn't, you know, some sort of, you know, cartoon or some sort of, fiction story. This is actually taking place in China right now. And they have the technology that they've been utilizing. And this is technology that Microsoft has developed for them, right?
I'm not going to pin the whole thing on Microsoft. Okay, there takes a lot of different. And I'm not going to say Microsoft's hands are clean either.
And maybe it's unfair to say it's all. But certainly their technology. I mean, they've participated. All these big tech operatives have participated and have brought, you know, various aspects of the machinery to the Chinese. I guess is the point to be made here, right?
Yeah. I mean, the point is that a lot of this technology was American and either the country or from other countries, and either they deliberately shared it with China or China stole it one way or the other. You know, China did not develop all this technology on its own. But the bottom line, Bill, is this vaccine passport, the digital one on the phone, according to experts, all of this functionality. We have all this technology as well, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like we don't have facial recognition. We have everything that they have, but we have never centralized it in one place and come up with a credit score for people.
Right.
And so according, I said, to Jay Valentine, who created the bot software for eBay, all of this functionality that the Chinese social credit system has could be linked to this vaccine passport in very quickly, within a matter of minutes or hours, and in the wrong hands. What he says is it could be used to produce what he calls enemies of the state. So who would be an enemy of the state? Okay, depends on who the state is. All right. So right now, it's anybody who doesn't go along with the narrative that is being put forth by the government right now.
Well, the Biden administration made it clear they've already tagged certain words. This is like the Obama administration. Anything that has an association with patriot conservatism, if they voted for Trump, these are all red flags for this administration and for the powers to be to take a hard look at these people with scrutiny. And that could be potential, domestic terrorists. I mean, we're hearing the term domestic terrorism. And, of course, here we are watching on TV this, these hearings. And what's coming out are these very dangerous words that, are corralling, freedom-loving Americans.
Well, this is totalitarianism. I mean, that's just like in China. In China, if you do an internet search with the word Tiananmen, like Tiananmen Square, or if you do an internet search of like Tibet self-immolation, where the Tibetans are actually setting themselves on fire, a couple hundred in the last 10 years, I think, have actually killed themselves on fire, trying to you know, they're trying to call the attention of the world to their plight. But I mean, there's a whole host of terms that if you use them in your internet search, you could have an internet police, you know, at your door within an hour.
There goes your credit score. Yeah, exactly. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Reggie Littlejohn after this. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the infamous Reggie Littlejohn. I say infamous. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and the China expert, and she's breaking down the totalitarianism that is running rampant in our land. And think you not, this isn't by accident, is it, Reggie? I mean, this is absolutely being orchestrated.
Oh my goodness! It's hard to see everything that is happening and how quickly it's happening, and from how many different fronts it's happening, without thinking that, Bill. Mm-hmm. You know, it's extremely troubling. Extremely troubling.
Well, and to think that here we are, 245 years old. And, you know, we've been warned that it was going to happen from the inside out, and this what seems to be taking place, that not a shot has been fired on American liberty, and it's as if the people are surrendering. Now, I want to believe that they're starting to wake up and push back, but look, if we remain apathetic, the stronghold that those on the left, the Democratic Party specifically, Joe Biden and this administration, and those lever pullers, the deep state, call it what you want, boy, I'll tell you, they are really tightening up the noose in such a way that with these vaccine passports, if this goes through, Reggie, you said it's a fait accompli.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, okay? I mean, I can't talk about all aspects of this, but what I can say is that China has been very explicit that they want to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have a long history, and when I say long, I mean thousands of years, calling themselves the Middle Kingdom, which sounds something like something from Tolkien, kind of mysterious, but that's not the way it is for the Chinese Communist Party. What this is this Middle Kingdom means that they are the center of the world and possibly the center of the universe. And it is their opinion that the whole world wants to be dominated by China. We just don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this thing called unrestricted warfare. And what that means is that they know that if they got into a kinetic war, like a traditional war with the United States, they would not be able to win. So what they're doing is they are infiltrating every aspect of our lives to do, as you say, to subvert us from within.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, you know, they're in our universities, they're in our government, they're in our media, they're in Wall Street. They are everywhere trying to subvert us from inside because they know they can't be successful at attacking us from the outside.
Exactly. Well, you know, all this is coming, you know, to the forefront here. And with Donald Trump, see, Donald Trump was such an exposing agent. I mean, without Donald Trump, I mean, you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have won the election, how much further down the road to this totalitarianism experiment would we have been on?
Oh, well, I mean, the Clintons were the ones back in the day who in some ways started this whole thing with China because they de-linked human rights in China from their WTO status.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that they became a most favored nation, and they de-linked it from human rights. So that did two things, okay? Number one, human rights in China have plummeted since that time to the point where they are now officially committing genocide, according to both the Biden and the Trump administrations.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is it gave them access to the capital markets in the United States and all over the world, making them an extremely wealthy country and enabling them to basically buy influence all over the world. There was a report yesterday that was released about the Belt and Road Initiative. You're familiar with that. I just
yes, right.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this report is astonishing in its detail about how China is deliberately lending a huge amounts of money, like billions of dollars, to countries that they know are not going to be able to pay them back, and then to build infrastructure like a port or a railroad.
Right.
And then when they can't pay them back, they seize the infrastructure so that they are seizing critical infrastructure all over the world right now through this Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah, and this is amazing. I mean, and you wonder where the international community is. But you see, but they're in bed with, I mean, they're all complicit in this because they're beholden to the Chinese already. And how much can they say? I mean, it's to the point here in America where you got the NBA. LeBron James has to be careful, and he's walking back stuff all the time because he says something against the Chinese, right? And these are just minor examples of something serious down the road.
Well, they have the carrot and they have the stick, okay? So the, there's corruption, all right? So it's not just the Chinese doing these things. You have to have kind of a bad actor on the other end, and they will, you know, and so through corrupt officials of which they will, who they will personally bribe in these various countries, then they can get these horrific contracts with them where, and I'll tell you something else about it. They will build the infrastructure in the country, loaning the money to the country, but then also making sure that all the workers are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that the country does not get any employment benefit out of this. It's not employing its own people. And then they leave the workers there as a way of, like, populating the countries all over the world.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it's a brilliant strategic move on their part, and they're able to get away with it. And, you know, and the thing is, it's so obvious, Reggie. I got to imagine these people are accepting this with their eyes wide open, are they not?
Well, no, I don't. Okay. The corruption part, yeah, their eyes are open.
Yeah, right.
They're doing something corrupt. But in terms of these contracts, I think these contracts are very long and detailed, and there's a lot of fine print in them. And I also think that a lot of these countries really have a hope, like, okay, if we could just build this railroad, then our economy will improve, and then we'll be able to pay them back, and it won't be a problem. And then, you know, they can't do it. And then there's...
Well, yeah, that's like the same disease Americans have with credit cards, you know, with 22% interest on credit cards. You know, they just keep chasing the interest payments, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
wow.
Well, anyway, so back to the vaccine passports. I mean, this is the thing that I'm really facing, or our movement to stop these vaccine passports. We're really facing like a major educational mountain because people just have no idea what these are. I was at church about a month ago, and there's a member of our church who's a brilliant surgeon. Highly educated guy. And I said to him, what do you think about the vaccine passport? And he said, well, I've been vaccinated. My whole family's been vaccinated. And I said, no, I'm not talking about the vaccination.
Right.
I'm talking about the vaccine passport. And he just looked at me blankly, and he had no idea. And so that's why we have to get the word out there, because people just have no clue that this danger exists, and it's got to be stopped.
Well, as I said, Reggie, you're going to send me the link. We're going to post the information on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, and our audience can view it for themselves, because this is what it's all about. I mean, education precedes action, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is known to say repeatedly, and I agree with that. And we've been left in the dark. These things are happening, and this is part of the problem when you are fearful. When you're fearful, a lot can go by you without realizing, because you're so focused on the fear, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do think that that the way that the information or disinformation, whatever you want to call it, is coming out is creating a level of panic in our society that is not warranted, and that people are so worried for their lives just on a health basis, or worried for their jobs, and then they see their lives just going up in flames because, you know, their small business is
exactly
shut down, you know, that they can't even think about these things. And so we're massively distracted from the evil that is sort of, you know, lurking, and we need to confront it if we're going to stop it.
Yeah, without a doubt, and especially, you know, these businesses where the owners are 50-plus, Reggie. I mean, you know, if they lose their business now, where do they go? I mean, you don't have that many years to, you know, recover with. I mean, this is a tough proposition right now. So, look, if we don't take a stand now, then when will we, and at what expense down the road, Reggie Littlejohn?
If we can at all down the road, because if we are in the grips of a complete surveillance state, we might not even be able to take a stand.
Well, thank you, Reggie. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical-type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
In this contentious environment that we've all lived in, I'm sure we've had those moments where you sit there and you just, with frustration, going, God, I just want to be able to talk to this person. This could be my son. This could be, you know, my daughter or, a dear family member of some sort, maybe a former best friend that you can't talk to. Well, how do you communicate potentially life-saving information to someone when they won't even talk to you? Well, Rick B2T is with us, and I know that's a little bit of a stumbler, and it's B2T, that's his moniker here, and he's here to talk about his Impactor program that helps transform frustrated, lonely, or helpless people into being appreciated, connected, and empowered. And I think that's something that's universal that we all want. We all want to be appreciated. We want to feel like we're connected. This is a lonely world these days that we live in, exacerbated by COVID and exacerbated by a psychological, tragedy that has happened to our country right now that has us at odds. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on.
Hey, okay, so tell me, how you got into this and, how this program has evolved and where we are today with this.
Yeah, so that B2T stands for blessed to teach, because I get blessed when I go try to teach people things. Yeah,
isn't that great? Isn't that great? Because that's what we do. I mean, you've got a teacher's heart. And in fact, when I was an adjunct professor, in Southern California, I just said, look, this is what I do naturally. You know, it just comes out of you. And I said, you don't even have to pay me because you're just, you know, like you said, you're blessed to teach. It is a blessing to be able to impart your wisdom and your experience, you know, on people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to me is when I just was shocked to find out about Mockingbird Media and how we were being lied to by the mainstream media. I started the Blessed Teach Show to kind of counteract that. But then later I felt God calling me to my red-pilled Christian patriot audience to help them really have impact on their inner circle because there's so much damage being done with the lack of bonding. And this media is really separated and damaged relationships and that are dear and near to people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's been that narrative. I mean, this is a problem that we have, and this is, frankly, Rick, to be honest with you, the reason this show, you know, came into being was because we were in pursuit of the truth. I felt that was something lacking in the culture, you know, 12 years ago, is that we had lost a grip of the truth or even a desire for the truth because it had become so relative, right? You know, your truth is your truth and my truth, you know, kumbaya and all this. And but, you know, what a disastrous road to go on. And here we are 12 years later, just from the experience of this radio show and the cost, the damage that it has done upon, you know, our family members because we wanted to buy into that narrative. And that's what we're hearing so often now is that, oh, my God, I bought into a lie.
Yes, and the people are in the matrix, if you will, right? They're still asleep. They still believe everything the mainstream media is telling them. It's so well orchestrated, just like Jim Morrison said, he who controls the media controls the mind.
Exactly.
The programs like yours and mine are designed to deprogram them, to allow them to actually have real truth versus narratives, as you said.
Exactly. Well, and it abounds. I mean, and the thing is that we need to be discerners of this to such a degree that we can recognize when the narratives are flying. I mean, for example, we looked on TV yesterday and we saw the narrative of this special committee that was being thrust upon us. And, you know, this is bothersome, you know, because you feel like, wait a minute, this is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. And they're all, you know, purporting to express the truth when it's not the truth at all. It's opinion, but it's not the truth.
Yeah, and this is a great example of the January 6th Commission, right? It is a great example of a total propaganda from an evil cabal that's given to forum talking points to media that literally are funded by the CIA. And so we can show this when we go into the JFK files. They lied to us for 50 years. We finally got them released a couple years ago.
But we didn't get them all, though, did we?
Mockingbird.
Yeah, but we didn't get them all released, did we? Yeah, okay. Yes.
Not them all, but we got some real key ones and ones that confirmed Operation Mockingbird is a real thing. They label it as conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory is a term that was invented by the CIA in 1967 to keep people from believing anything but the Warren Commission report, which was a false report. And so now they use conspiracy theory as a psyop or a weapon against anybody that's trying to tell truth outside the propaganda.
Rick, getting back to the release of the JFK files, for example, I know that Donald Trump had said he was going to fully release them. He released, by law, they were supposed to all been released by now. Are you saying that they've all been released? Because I know that there was some released, and all of a sudden, you know, suspiciously, he stopped. And I don't know what kind of threat, you know, came across his transom to stop him from doing that or what happened. What's the actual assessment of these documents? Have they, in fact, all been released? Did we lose you? Okay, we'll connect with Rick. Blessed to Teach is the title of his ministry. And, you know, I'm curious because I knew that, you know, like you said, early on, the President Trump at the time had released the files and there was supposed to be a complete release because by law it was said that by a certain year, I can't remember the exact year or two ago, that they were all supposed to be released. And there was some and then there was hesitancy. So, Rick, can you hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, sound like a commercial here. Anyway, are you telling me that all the files of the JFK assassination have been now released?
Not all of them, but key ones came out that confirm Operation Mockingbird.
Okay. And that's what you're talking about, which is, the CIA, strategy to delude the people and to propagandize whatever needed to be propagandized in their eyes.
Yeah, they confirmed there was a literal double agent in the media, including one of a major newspaper. And they lied and say how many there are. I believe there's mm-hmm. thousands right now. We can confirm there was 400 or 500 back before JFK. So these agents, and we know Anderson Cooper was an intern in the CIA, mm-hmm. as an example, right? So they get these 4 a.m. talking points. Many believe they come through the whistleblower system.
Yes.
And they get burner phones, and they know. That's why you hear the exact same phrase over and over and over again, whether it's Washington Post or New York Times, or it's in all the media, and even parts of Fox News and MSNBC. They all say the exact same phrase, like Trump has lack of empathy.
Yes.
When he went down with the Hurricane Irma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lack of empathy. You hear it over and over and over again. These are 4 a.m. talking points that are lies and narratives mm-hmm. and propaganda.
So the 4 a.m. talking points are alive and well and still being distributed to this day.
Yes, no yeah. question about it.
Well, and that goes back to my conversation I had with Mike Lindell a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about, the election and all that was going on. I said, who picked up the phone? Who made the call to get these voting centers to shut down all at the same time?
Yeah, exactly right. There's no question that was coordinated. There's no question that was needed because we overwhelmed the algorithms
mm-hmm.
of the machines. And that's
yes.
why this machine fraud, and I know I've just interviewed Mike a few weeks ago, and he and he's having a symposium, as you know, on August
that's right.
the 12th.
Right.
Really
okay, those dates are right. I took a guess out of my – I was trying to remember as best I could. I knew it was mid-August, and I said August 10th through 12th. So thank you for confirming that because, I needed to confirm that with our audience. But, 72 hours of the presentation of the evidence is going to be quite compelling, right?
No question, and it's actually a recording of almost the DNA of the election. And
exactly.
He presented 20 of those packet data captures that literally changed the election. Only 20 of the thousands that occurred. Literal vote switches.
Yeah, he said he's got them for every state of the union. These data packs, and these are unalterable data bits of information that, as some have described it, as the DNA of a murder scene or a crime scene, right?
Exactly right, and this comes back to Mockingbird Media. Why is the Mockingbird Media lying to all the people saying there's limited voter fraud information when there's massive voter
yes.
fraud? This is just the machine fraud. Not
yeah.
to mention all the organic.
Not to mention the cyber warfare that took place, without a doubt. Rick is with us. He's with Blessed to Teach, B2T. So stay with us. We got more from Rick after this.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home immediately. In 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rick with Blessed to Teach is with us. You know, the thing is about teachers, and I got to imagine there is a bit of conflict that's going on amongst teachers because, and this is why, you know, teaching is such a time-honored profession because it is a giving profession. It teaches us so much about, you know, the art of giving and what you implant into the future leaders of America, how gratifying that is. And teachers today find themselves in a bit of a paradox, Rick. I have family members that spent their lives in teaching, their careers were as teachers. I think God has designed me to teach, and I find myself often in those situations. It's just a natural expression when you exercise your God-given gifts. But I've got to see the frustration of today's teachers, because the whole education system has become such an administrative state that they're not allowed to use their instincts, their God-given talents, to teach people at their level at a given moment instead of being, handcuffed to a curriculum. Is that fair?
No question. It's really scary what's happened to some of our curriculum at almost all grade levels now. I mean, they're teaching transgender theology that people can be gay and lesbians, et cetera, in many schools in Minnesota right now, as an example. And, these doctrines, especially in the college level, were of 13 professors in the latest study are not conservative. The 12 of the 13 are not conservative, right? So your conservative viewpoints, we've lost that mountain of influence in academia, and we need to go win it back and to get our country back.
Exactly. Well, you see, and this is, as you say, in sharing the truth with impact, this is what, the power of truth, because it is, I mean, you've got to really, and I keep using this example that Jordan Peterson says that you're so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. You have to insist on being stupid, to ignore the truth. I mean, it's just so obvious, right?
Yeah, it's obvious, but it's a science. You know, the he who controls the media controls the mind is real. They've now they now to put those 4 a.m. talking points not only in the media, but they give them to the sports stars like LeBron James. They give them to Hollywood areas. They even go to clergy and corrupt clergy. So almost everywhere we go, we're getting these 4 a.m. talking points so that we will believe what they want us to believe versus actual truth.
And here we are echoing it and how it filters through the system. Mockingbird Media, who's in charge of Mockingbird Media, do we know?
Yeah, it's a rogue part of the CIA, the MI6, and the Mossad. So it's basically the intelligence agencies. And, you know, it goes above that. And that's where you get into what people call conspiracy theories, but it's not. It's the 13 bloodlines of a very evil Satanist. And so you really have a good versus evil battle we're seeing right before our eyes. It's very obvious.
Well,
versus evil, yeah.
In a lot of ways, I mean, this is really, Rick, it comes down to a spiritual battle because nothing happens in the natural, before the spiritual. It happens spiritually, then it's manifest in the natural. And this is what we're seeing right now, right?
No question. That's exactly what my course teaches, right? Is you have to bond and adjust to people based on where they are, and you have to understand where they are spiritually, because this is real similar to red pill somebody, if you will. That's what I call it, the kind of red pill impactor class, right? To do that, it's a lot like witnessing as a Christian to a non-Christian. You have to have likability and credibility in order to influence anybody, right? If they don't like you or you're not credible, they're not going to listen to you. But if you can establish that first, bond with them, as their soul would say that, likability and credibility, then you can actually have plant seeds spiritually with them, whether red-pilling them on Jesus or red-pilling them on the truth of what's going on in the world.
Exactly. And break that down for people, because, I mean, red pill is something that we've heard for, we heard, and then it kind of fell out of the lexicon for a while. And I see you, bringing that back. So I want people to understand when you're talking red pill, what you mean by that.
Yeah, and it's a real cultural thing that happened after the movie The Matrix, where Neo was provided a choice. Hey, you want the red pill to understand what's really going on in the world, or you want to take the blue pill and just take the narrative? And so the blue pill, I call that, that you're in the Matrix. You are controlled by these narratives. Your mind is they're busy people, and they know that. But they don't have time to investigate a lot of times. So so the red pill is, okay, I'm going to investigate for myself. I'm going to reject these narratives and propaganda, and I'm going to think for myself.
Mm-hmm. And the blue pill is you're enslaved, and you're part of the collective at that point.
Exactly. So in the movie The Matrix, maybe everybody hasn't watched that. Highly suggested movie, one of the best of all time, probably. But it's really the deep state, I believe, showing us what's going on, where we are controlled by this matrix of narratives and propaganda, and it controls us completely. The only way we're going to come out is we have to stop listening to mainstream media, go find other sources of truth, and think for ourselves. That is an empowering thing, and therefore, this is why I focus on Mockingbird Media so much. If people are listening to Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper or reading a New York Times columnist, you're not going to make any progress with them. So you have to let them know they're being controlled.
Exactly. Well, and, as you teach her, and it's interesting, that here we are, we're looking back at The Matrix, 1999, I guess, is when it came out. And then we're reinvestigating and rereading 1984, because we just can't believe our eyes that, we've been warned about this and now it's here. What do we do?
Exactly right. And this is where we have to stand up and fight as a culture, right? Or we're going to lose the culture war. And we've all been, so Donald Trump was a huge blessing from the Lord and a miracle to come in for that period of time. Now they've overplayed their hand with election fraud. They've overplayed their hand with these vaccine passports. And finally, people are waking up. And so it's time to fight. And we can do this. But really understanding how to bond with people that are, don't throw them out of your life.
Yes.
Don't break those bonds. Rebond with these people so that they will come to you as they start waking up. They're waking up in droves in different layers. So don't give up on your friends and family that have written you off as a conspiracy theorist. Continue to pray for them and work on bonding with them. And then learn some techniques like what I have with Mockingbird Media, where you're really good. You have documents to back you up. You have facts and can clearly and concisely talk about it. So they actually start not believing the lies and propaganda that's coming toward them.
Rick, and this is all built into your Impactor program, where you're helping transform you know, transform us to where we can, be effective. I guess be effective communicators and carriers of the truth, because if this country ever needed the truth, it is now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. I surveyed my audience. It was just really sad to see some people were just lonely because this movement, the truth, they were separated from many of their friends. Some, they mm-hmm. felt disrespected, many people. Others felt completely helpless, like the world, there's a spiritual fog keeping them from being able to tell truth about God, whether it was their children or friends and family. And so those, to feel lonely and helpless and disrespected is not a good place to be.
Exactly.
That's why this program and their impactors reverse that as they do something about it and feel empowered, feel accepted, and feel connected.
Now, this is a 3-week training course. Is that right?
Yeah, and it says built for busy people. So it's just a 5 to 15 minute little lessons within 3 modules, and people can get through it. But it also includes a live training with me once a week where we talk and share stories about our failures and successes in waking our family and friends up.
Mm-hmm. And how can they engage and participate in this Impactor program, Rick?
Yeah, so just go to my website, blessedtoteach.com. That's blessed with the number 2teach.com. And there's a training tab. Mm-hmm. The training tab leads you right there. And that's where, you know, I pour my life into every week getting with people live, but also having a self-paced program for busy people. So they can knock out these lessons really quick and learn how. Here's the 6 steps to talk to somebody about Operation Mockingbird. Here's the documents that you can have to send them afterwards if they have questions.
That's right.
So, and that's one of the modules of the, you know, the multiple modules we have. But it's been really effective, and it's a fun impactor community to support each other.
Well, and I'm sure it's quite refreshing and fulfilling for people who heretofore, I mean, you know, what happens is in a debate or in trying to exchange information with somebody, you got to know the difference between opinion and fact. And I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so what you need to do is get to that point to where you're dealing with the facts and the truth, because that's where it becomes inarguable, but not to the point that you got to beat somebody over the head with it. But it's that, you know, for yourself as the one who is teaching others and carrying the message, that you know the solid rock you're standing on, that you're not standing on something as frail as an opinion that can be, you know, easily debated, right?
Yeah, exactly right. That's why I like people to have these 6 steps for this or 4 steps for this that are really memorizable and easy for you to kind of become your own. And you make it your own, where you can easily give the facts and truth in a concise fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And then also be able to have the documentation if there's questions that people have. And if they say, hey, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I've got documentation on this. And here they are. Here's the JFK mm-hmm. file that show Operation Mockingbird as an example, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, you know, people
really help you.
Yeah, and the polling evidence and people, you know, continue to increase in number that say something along the lines that we've got to take our country back. So it's clear that something is afoul here, that they feel like they've lost grip of their country and maybe don't even recognize their country today, right?
Yeah, no question. It's just shocking to see what's happened these last 12 years or so, right?
And without a doubt.
And you were talking earlier, if it was Hillary Clinton had gotten in the control of this, we would have been in big trouble. So we have a reprieve, and now we've got time to wake up of a lot of more people. Now we got to go fight with them together.
Well, now you know why Rick is blessed to teach, and we're blessed to be teachable, okay? So go to his website, blessed2teach.com. Rick, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. God bless.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give